Om Shanti. Good morning. My name is Manda. And while I'm originally from India, I've been living in the United Kingdom for the last 45 years. And it's my pleasure to be your guide for the next 45 minutes. Those of you who are familiar with the Brahma Kumaris will know that we start our days always with meditation. So you've had exercise today, but generally for us it's the other way around. We have meditation first and then any other activity. With the recognition that however it is that you begin your day, that becomes the foundation of the rest of your day. And so I know that here you might feel that you're in a spiritual atmosphere, in an environment of, well, meditation really. But even so, we live in a world of lots of physical activity. And it's very important to get our consciousness right. And I'm hesitant to use the word right, because what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, everything becomes relative and individual with individual perspective. But when I say right, I don't mean right or wrong. Perhaps I mean accurate. And here, for me, accurate would mean that my consciousness is spiritual. Not only is it spiritual, but I'm able to stay centered in that awareness and in that feeling even. And I think lots of promises were made to you last night when you heard the introduction about meditation, about your experience here, and perhaps even the ultimate goal and the ultimate achievement of the practice of meditation. But for all of us, it's work in progress. We're all on a journey to get to that destination of a life of peace and joy and meaningfulness. And why I say that is that you may look around here and you might see sometimes things that you think, this is not quite what I was expecting. But remember that it's life. But when we maintain a spiritual perspective and consciousness, we understand that we're on a journey. But the other aspect here is that while you're here for a meditation experience, and I noticed last night so many of you put your hand up to show that you're here in India for the first time, you're here with the Brahma Kumaris for the first time. And so remember that you are in an incredible container here. India is an amazing place. I always think of India as a place that gives you very sensual experiences. All your senses become heightened here. The color, the texture, the smell, everything is very, very profound. And so it's very easy to become enticed in this experience you see around you, what you smell and what you taste. Even the food has incredibly rich tastes. And so it's very easy to get caught up in the external, which is okay, and which is what you will have in the afternoons, as was explained to you. So your mornings are in this container, this very, very powerful container that's been created over a long period of time by those who are experienced yogis, but also the lifestyle that's followed here by the people who live here. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, and I know that you know that we eat vegetarian food. And it's not just vegetarian food, but it's food that's been prepared with the consciousness and with the awareness that everything we think, everything we feel, everything we experience has a vibration and an energy. And whatever activity we engage in becomes infused with that energy. So the food here is not just vegetarian, but actually all food here is what we call prasad, holy offering. So it's prepared that way, it's offered in meditation, and then it's offered to you with that same love. And you will sense that when you are served. Possibly you sensed it already. When someone serves you food, they make eye contact with you. So it's not just the food that they're serving. They're serving you with spiritual love and spiritual vision. Why I say this is because I think it's important to recognize what's around you in order to take you inside yourself as well. And the other aspect is the people who live here have made a choice of a life of chastity, a life of celibacy, deliberately and consciously. We don't take official vows for anything, but we do recognize that when we choose to live this life, then it's a life, it's a way of being. You might start with an experiment, but imagine going to a place. I remember one of the first times when we started to have people who were not meditators, who came here as visitors. They were amazed that there was no funny business going on between people or anyone else. And even that in itself, that vibration, that energy, where everybody is committed to their own internal spiritual awareness and consciousness. They're aware of having exchanges in that way also, and therefore the atmosphere and the vibration that becomes created is also like that. And so this is the container that you're in. And as you become mindful of this container, sense its ability to make you stop and look inside, go inside, and hold that energy that you're sensing outside, so that you can go inside much more easily and naturally. So in the mornings, you are experiencing this, and then in the evening, in the afternoons, you are really going outside. But that's okay. But go with this awareness. And that's why these early morning meditations, for us, our first meditation is at 4 o'clock. And some of you may have joined that already. And again, I'm sure it's open to joining if you want to at 4 o'clock here too. And then the other aspect is the type of meditation that we do here. Again, you may know, but those of you who don't know, we meditate with eyes open. How many of you already have a practice of your own or some kind of meditation? Quite a few, quite a few. And I suspect you meditate with eyes closed. Am I right? Yeah. And here, we meditate with eyes open. Why? You might think because for us, fundamentally, the belief that meditation is a very natural thing. And those of you who didn't raise your hand for meditation, I think you meditate already as well. Anything that you give focused attention to, anything in which your left brain stops working is a form of meditation. And when I say left brain, I mean when you are exercising your tendency of analyzing and planning and executing, where you can just be exactly who you are, you can just be without thinking of your own self. And you might say, well, I don't think about myself. You don't consciously and deliberately. But when you exercise your opinions, when you are processing information, when you are discerning, and when you are trying to get a sense of what's around you and in people, all of these are aspects of, often aspects where your left brain is working. And yes, of course, there are times when we are intuitive, instinctive, all of that is also present. But this ability this experience where you lose yourself, where you lose thinking of who you are as an individual. You just are this conscient, living, thinking, incredible spiritual energy. And for that, you don't need to be closing your eyes. You can be anywhere, doing anything, engaging in any aspect of activity or conversation even. But you are inside. And ultimately, this is the practice of meditation. So yes, you will sit down and meditate, but for us, meditation is a way of life. It's something you do pretty much all the time. And it's not like, okay, now I'm meditating and now I'm not. There are times when we are officially meditating, but when you are observing, you're observing and you are staying in tune and in connection naturally and automatically with life, you are meditating. You are in connection with all that is around you. But also, you will see here, when you make eye contact with someone, when you say, Om Shanti, and you stop for a second to observe what's in someone's eyes, you are meditating. Meditation doesn't have to last for minutes or hours, but just seconds. Om Shanti. And you respond with Om Shanti. You've had a moment of meditation. And so this is the practice that we really want to introduce as a way of being, as a way of life. And this is incredibly powerful. Because what happens as a result of that is that you begin to sit inside yourself. You begin to sit here at the center of the forehead. You begin to look through your third eye. You begin to understand without thinking. And here, when meditators are sitting in front of you, you can be absolutely sure that they won't be closing their eyes. And they're making eye contact with you in meditation. But in doing so, they're sharing their own vibration and energy. And they're sharing with you their vision of the awareness of the self as a spiritual being, and in doing so, taking you in that same awareness and experience. So, I'd like to suggest that you begin to maybe find moments where you can keep your eyes open. And I know it's difficult when you already have the practice of keeping your eyes closed. But if you have to, please do so. But the kind of meditation that we're practicing here, it's called Raja Yoga meditation. Practice of meditation, where it's the meditation to become the Raja, the ruler of your own self, not everyone else and the world. And in today's world, you definitely don't want to do that, do you, really? So it's not about, but the world becomes your server when you are the ruler of your own self. And what are you ruling? You're ruling first your own senses, but you're ruling your thoughts. You're ruling your intellect. You're ruling your personality and your character. And you heard about changing and all of that last night. Of course, it's a journey. But actually, it's quite incredible to feel and sense how quick that transformation becomes of yourself. And one thing I do want to introduce you to here is that every time you meditate, every time you are told you're a soul, every time you're told that you're a peaceful being, what we're attempting to do is to awaken your memory of that. You are that already. The soul in its original state is the essence of peace. When we are offering you pure food, when we are bringing you here in this atmosphere, we're offering our company to you. Why? Simply for one thing. When we're telling you all of these things, why? Only to awaken your memory. Your memory of who you truly are. So everything here, the sole purpose is to remind you that everything that you want, all that you want to experience in your life, you are already that. And you, when you begin to have glimpse of that, that glimpse is enough, actually, to use each time you're sitting down to take you into that place. So, enough of my offering and explanation, but really the idea for these sessions every morning is for you to really take a deep breath and stop. Stop thinking rationally. But it's actually not possible to stop thinking. It's possible to have one thought and to go into the experience of that thought and sense the experience. Stay awake to that experience. Stay alert to that experience. Observe the experience and lose yourself in that experience. And that's not stop thinking. But what we are attempting to do is this incessant thinking that goes on. This incessant analyzing that goes on. This incessant judging that goes on. That's what we want to quieten. Just quieten. Okay, so sit relaxed and comfortable and alert. Don't sit too tight with the person next to you. You want to be able to stay alert. So sit comfortably, lots of space. Move if you feel you're too close to for the person next to you. And what I'm going to ask you to do is sit alert, because when you sit alert, actually energy flows in your body also. If you're slouched, if you're trapped, if your energy is trapped in your body, you can't, your mind can't flow either. And when we meditate with, you've noticed red light here, it doesn't have to be red light in your own places, but if the atmosphere is calm, that means the light is not so bright to be distracted by it. It's helpful. If you do wish to keep your eyes open, to try, you can rest your eyes up at the point of light that you see, or even Brahma Baba's picture. We have Brahma Baba's picture here, not because he's our guru, but because he was an incredible instrument to take people into an awareness of themselves as this subtle spiritual energy. Because he practiced it so immensely that his energy took us to that place. And his eyes took us to that place. And even now, for me, his eyes take me to that place. But what I would like to do, I'll speak out some words to guide your thoughts first, and then I'll stop speaking and we will have silence. And in that silence, I'd like to share with you that spiritual vision that I was talking about, which means you rest your eyes with anybody who's sitting in the front, but today it happens to be me. But in all your sessions, your teachers will always perhaps look ahead or have their eyes open. I suggest you rest your eyes at the center of their forehead and just soften your gaze on their forehead and sense yourself going inside as a result of that. Become aware of yourself seated in this seat, held by the contour this seat. Take a deep breath, consciously and deliberately, and observe your air travel from your nose into your chest and all the way down into your stomach, slowly and gently. And observe your breath as you exhale, coming up and out through your mouth. Let's do a few breaths like this. And as you do that, keep observing. Noticing. Noticing how your body relaxes and your mind becomes relaxed also. Just noticing rise and fall of your stomach as you breathe in and out. Allows you to notice your internal state of being. Resting your eyes in one place so that you don't become distracted by your eyes, and allowing your thoughts to become internal. You may notice all the sounds around you, the music, the crickets. That's okay. Everything has a place in this world, and I choose to not allow myself to be distracted by that. And I focus my attention inside the center of the forehead, which is the seat of consciousness, but also the place where I become conscious of my thoughts. Continue to observe your breath. But at the same time, keep noticing the energy that exists around you, the quietness, the stillness. Even if someone moves, it's okay. I don't need to allow myself to be distracted. It has its place, the movement, but I become still inside myself. And I become aware my ability to observe. Observe through my eyes. It's as if the eyes are the windows with which I look out into the world. I listen with my ears and I make sense of all that is around me. But I choose to stay concentrated at the center of the forehead. I am a spiritual being of light, separate from all that is physical. And in this awareness, my mind becomes peaceful, because I am peace. I am peace. Peace is my original state. Peace, not in that which there's absence of sound, but a peace of harmony, of alignment. I breathe peace, and as I breathe peace, since my body become peaceful. The energy of peace that's around me also helps me to sense my own peace. But my own peace also contributes to the peace around me. I hold my consciousness at the center of the forehead. And as I open my eyes, or as I look through my eyes, I hold my awareness here. And I notice that I look through peace. I share peace. I breathe peace. I feel peace. I hear peace. Peace. Let's stay here for a while, in silence. Just make sure that you come back to the center of the forehead. When the music stops, we are silent. Breathe silence. Breathe this energy. Coming back to the breath again and again. If you find that you're losing concentration or stillness, begin to observe your breath again. And you'll be able to become quiet and concentrated. Just before we finish the meditation, become aware of yourself and what you're sensing, what you're feeling. Become aware of the quality of your breath. And if it's lost its depth because we've been sitting for a while, reconnect. Reconnect with that deep breath. And take the energy that exists right now inside you, in this room. Breathe in that energy and observe its effect on your whole being, but your whole body too. We might think that the body doesn't meditate, but actually the body does. And it needs to, because the energy of the body also needs to soften. It needs to become quiet. It needs to become restful. And your breath gives you a sense of that. As you go about your day, see if you can come back to this
again and again. Come back to your seat, your place, yourself, the center of the forehead, the seat of consciousness, but the place where you live. See if you can become conscious of deliberately using your senses. Remind each other of Om Shanti. I am peace, and your peace. Make eye contact as you say that to each other. Om Shanti. So if your eyes are closed, open them. Can you turn to the person next to you? If they're asleep, you can wake them up, which is highly possible. Turn to each other and look into the eyes of the person and say Om Shanti. Thank you. Enjoy your day, and I'm sure we'll meet again.